This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I have a show lined up for you today that is just a little bit different, because in it we'll be celebrating the life and work of Jesse McReynolds, one half of the wonderful duo Jim and Jesse, who played some wonderful bluegrass music from the early 1950s right through to just recent years. Jesse was still playing music, and we'll be looking at some of the tunes that they've played, some of the legacy that they've left to musicians such as myself, because in our band we played some of Jim and Jesse's music, and I hope you're going to enjoy just this little look at Jesse McReynolds' life. He died on June the 23rd, 2023, and he was aged 93, almost 94. And together, in partnership with his brother, the late Jim McReynolds, who died in 2002, they left a wealth of classic songs and recordings. They came from a musical family in Virginia, very near where the Stanley Brothers were raised. They set up a duo very early on. They became sponsored by the Martha White theme show. We're going to hear a little bit about that very soon. And joined the Grand Ole Opry in 1964 and continued to produce some great bluegrass music. Very country flavoured quite often. They played with the pedal steel and some drums and electric guitar sometimes. But let's hear from Jim and Jesse very soon. This is how they used to start off their radio show.
Yes, well,
goodness gracious, good light, Martha White,
Martha White,
you make better biscuits, cakes, and pies.
On Martha White's silk rising flour,
the one all-purpose flour, Martha White's silk rising flour's got hot fries.
Thank you so much. We'd like to say hi to once again to all your friends from Jimmy.
Well, that's a great way to start off a radio show, isn't it, with your sponsor's song. And in that band was Jim McReynolds playing guitar, Jesse McReynolds mandolin, and that was their lineup always. Alan Shelton was playing banjo, Jim Buchanan on the fiddle, and David Sutherland on the bass, and Don McCann on guitar. Here's one of their early tunes recorded in the early 1950s, and it's called Are You Missing Me?
The day that I kissed you and told you goodbye, your lips told me that you would wait. But your lips deceived me and told me a lie, while your heart was sealing my fate. Are you all alone with the memory? Now that I am gone, darling, are you missing me? Just like a bolt from the blue, my castles came tumbling as I read it o'er. I still can't believe that it's true. Are you all alone with the memory? Now that I am gone, darling, are you missing me? Spite of the vows you had made, the glitter of gold turned your head. And while I was trying employment to find, you married another instead. Are you all alone with the memory?
Oh, that's their classic sound, isn't it? And Jesse McReynolds picking on his mandolin was just brilliant and very hard to do. That was Hoke Jenkins on banjo, and I think it was Sonny James on the fiddle. Not quite sure of the lineup. The notes are a little bit vague there. In 1971, the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band was privileged to be able to go to the USA and play at some bluegrass festivals. We got to play at Bill Monroe's Bean Blossom Festival, and we were on the concert bill on the Saturday afternoon, and we followed Jim and Jesse and the Virginia Boys. And I tell you, we were quite nervous, but we're standing backstage, and I was watching out from backstage and looking at them put on their performance, which was absolutely superb, of course. And they always really related well to the audience. But playing banjo with them was a 16-year-old banjo player called Carl Jackson. And I was astonished with his mastery of the instrument. And I spent most of the set, when I should have been thinking about our set, watching Jim and Jesse and Carl Jackson play. Carl Jackson recorded an album called Bluegrass Festival of banjo tunes, and he had some help from Jim and Jesse in the recording of this album, and he recorded a couple of songs that they'd written, or a couple of instrumentals that they'd written. And I'm going to feature next a song called Stony Creek, which Jesse McReynolds and Jim McReynolds wrote, and Carl Jackson featured it as a banjo tune with a mandolin break from Jesse McReynolds. Let's have a listen.
Thank you.
Oh, that's a very sharp ending, isn't it, from Carl Jackson? That was Stony Creek, mandolin by Jesse McReynolds, and I suspect the fiddle playing was also from Jesse McReynolds. He was a fine fiddle player. Well, I said we'd have a little bit of other music on the show as well, and I've got a brand new CD here from the folks at Rebel. It's the Cody Norris Show, and their new CD is called Rhinestone Revival. Some great music on it. These guys are definitely into rhinestones in their purple suits and orange suits and big hats and brightly decorated suits. I'm not sure how comfortable I'd be playing bluegrass dressed like that, but they do a great job. And there's some wonderful songs on this new CD. Cody Norris on guitar and lead vocals, his wife Mary Rachel on fiddle and sometimes mandolin, Josiah Tyree on banjo and harmony vocals, Charlie Lohman on bass. They get a little bit of help from other people on the album, but I've selected a song called Mountain Rosalie. Here comes the Cody Norris Show.
City Sue, there's Sweet Marie from Tennessee and Louisiana Lou. Well, I know them all from A to Z, and I met Miss Molly too. Mountain sweetheart, Mountain Rosalie, hillbilly baby, waiting there for me. Cheeks are red as roses, and her lips are meant for me. Hillbilly baby, my Mountain Rosalie. She's out of sight. Pistol packing mama, full of dynamite. Sadie from Missouri, just fine as she can be. But none can satisfy me like my Mountain Rosalie. Mountain sweetheart, Mountain Rosalie. Hillbilly baby, waiting there for me. Cheeks are red as roses and her lips are meant for me. Hillbilly baby, my Mountain Rosalie. Taters and she loves her Mountain Dew. Mountain sweetheart, Mountain Rosalie, hillbilly baby, waiting there for me. Cheeks are red as roses and her lips are meant for me. Hillbilly baby, my Mountain Rosalie.
Oh, great song there from Cody Norris Show. That'd be a great band to watch, I must admit. I bet you they put on an excellent show, I can well imagine. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenrith, and this show comes from Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, New Zealand, and it's put around all the access radio stations in New Zealand, or just about all of them, at different times of the day and night, so you can catch Back Porch Bluegrass almost any time, depending on where you are in the country. Goes around the radio shows in access radio stations in Canada as well, and in Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA, and the Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show in the USA as well. Lots of people listening on Bluegrass Radio, and I'm delighted that Back Porch Bluegrass is part of that. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. That's a big music shop in Hamilton, New Zealand. Go and see them if you need a new instrument or new accessories or just helpful advice. They're the ones to give it to. Shearer's Music Works. They've been sponsoring music in Hamilton for more than 60 years. I'm going to play another track. This is Jim and Jesse and the Virginia Boys from 1987 from the album In the Tradition. It was a rounder album. Jim McReynolds on guitar and tenor vocals, Jesse McReynolds on lead vocals and mandolin, Alan Shelton again on banjo, Roy Husky on bass, Glenn Duncan on fiddle, and Charlie Collins on guitar. It's a song that the boys wrote themselves, and it's called Hard Hearted.
Hearts have you broken today?
Oh, isn't that the classic bluegrass sound? That Brother Duet is just superb. And one of their better known songs, really. Well, I mentioned earlier that Jesse was a great fiddle player as well, and he wrote an instrumental way back in the late 1950s called Dixie Hoedown, and on that he played fiddle. Well, I have a recording of Dixie Hoedown here by Raymond McLean on his album Kentucky Mountain Banjo, and Raymond McLean is a fine bluegrasser. He's helped out on this album by Jesse McReynolds playing mandolin and fiddle, Glenn Duncan, exactly the same fiddle player who was just on Hard Hearted. Isn't that amazing? Michael McLean on guitar, Ruth McLean Smith on bass, Raymond plays banjo, and he's got Jesse to play the mandolin on the tune that he originally wrote for fiddle. And it's a wonderful tune called Dixie Hoedown. It's great. I learn it with my pupils. Sounds excellent on dobro. It's nice on banjo and mandolin tune. You just play it. It's a good tune. Here's Dixie Hoedown, Raymond McLean and Jesse McReynolds. It's a great ending. Oh, I can imagine getting that ending wrong. Be great. I hope they didn't spoil any takes by getting the ending wrong. I must practice it. Let's hear from one of my favourite singers, Claire Lynch, song Bring Back the Good Times. I love this, the way the song starts, really. It seems to be that she has the same sort of weather as we've been having in New Zealand. Claire Lynch is one of my favourite singers. She always does a good job on songs, so smooth and such a lovely lady as well. I hope you enjoy Bring Back the Good Times. Claire Lynch with Bring Back the Good Times. Time for another early track from Jim and Jesse. We're saluting the contribution that Jesse McReynolds has made to bluegrass music. He died last week, aged almost 94, just a few days off being 94. And he kept playing right up until his last days, really, and he and his brother made a huge contribution to bluegrass music, and we are celebrating that in this show. I hope you're enjoying that. This is a tune called Childish Love, and it came from an album called Saluting the Leuven Brothers. The Leuven Brothers and Jim and Jesse, very similar in many ways, and even more interesting is the fact that both Jesse McReynolds and Charlie Leuven were doing their military service in Korea at the same time. So Jesse and Charlie used to get together and play music over in Korea. So no wonder there was a great link between the two sets of brothers. Both played mandolin and guitar in their duets, both had great duet harmony, and they shared each other's songs too. So that's great. Here they are doing one written by the Leuven Brothers. It's called Childish Love, and this also has a wonderful banjo player called Bobby Thompson playing in it. Let's listen to Childish Love.
Oh, childish love. Your lines and tell your love 10,000 times.
time. You left me in this world alone. Your childish heart I could not win. You tore apart our little home. A childish love will always end.
Oh, childish love that could not hold. I thought your love was a line of gold. But you could write a few short lines and tell your love 10,000 times. Framed in a ring of gold, I'll always wear it on my hand, a diamond seal in a golden band. Oh, childish love that could not hold. I thought your love was a line of gold, but you could write a few short lines and tell your love 10,000 times.
Jim and Jesse always managed to mix the sounds of bluegrass and country music very successfully, I thought, and the electric instruments to me didn't sound out of place there at all, and yet they retained the essentials of bluegrass music in a really nice way. So I think that's probably why I like their music so much, because I've always liked a little bit of a mixture between country and bluegrass music there. Big shout out to all the people listening on podcasts. You can either listen direct from Free FM webpage, just type in Free FM 89.0 and it'll take you to the webpage, and you can listen live at 10 o'clock tonight if you wish, if you're in New Zealand or whatever time that is for you. Or they have about the last 10 shows stacked up there, and you can listen to those anytime should you want to go back over some of the old shows. What are we going to hear? Oh, Hamilton County always loved Jim and Jesse's music. And when we returned from Australia in 1973, we recorded an album called Country Road that was named after a TV show that we featured on for several weeks. And we did some of the material that we'd been doing in Australia. And one of them was a Jim and Jesse song called Long, Long Way to the Top of the World. But it's only a short fall back down. I think that's more than the title. You couldn't fit that title on anything, could you? Alan Rhodes on guitar and the lead vocals. Paul Trenwith, that's me, on banjo. Colleen Trenwith doing a lovely fiddle part for the song. Miles Ray doing a wonderful tenor harmony and playing the bass on this. And Graham Lovejoy played the mandolin in there and did baritone vocals where necessary. Long, Long Way to the Top of the World. 1974, the album came out. Here's Hamilton County doing a tribute to Jim and Jesse and the Virginia Boys.
It's a long, long way to the top of the world, but it's only a short fall back down. A young man filled with greed, I let ambition rule me like a hunger that gnawed at my soul. I worked hard, made my fortune, but lost the heart of my darling. She got lonely, and her love soon grew cold. It's a long, long way to the top of the world, on a rough road that winds round and round. It's a long, long way to the top of the world, but it's only a short fall back down. Now I'm a big man with money, but at love I'm a pauper. The love I once had, another man claims. I've hit the top of my world, but my heart's hit rock bottom. I can't make love through fortune and fame. It's a long, long way to the top of the world, on a rough road that winds round and round. It's a long, long way to the top of the world, but it's only a short fall back down. It's a long, long way.
Hamilton County Bluegrass Band doing a Jim and Jesse song there and making a pretty good job of it, I think. I've just been reading a book about Josh Graves, the legendary dobro player who worked with Flat and Scruggs for about a 15-year period and really transformed their music. Well, in his later years, he teamed up with Kenny Baker and did a lot of work with Kenny Baker on fiddle and Josh on dobro, and they had backing musicians. But they also did a Masters of Bluegrass tour along with Eddie Adcock on banjo, and who else was there? There was Kenny on fiddle, and there was Jesse McReynolds on mandolin, Missy Raines on bass, and Martha Adcock on guitar. And they put on a great show. And if you go online and look at YouTube, you can find the Masters playing several tunes. And one of them is Josh Graves' feature tune, Fireball, and it's written for the dobro. It's essentially a fairly simple tune, played at an unreasonable speed, really. And online, when you watch the video, you see Jesse McReynolds doing a wonderful break in it. They would have been good concerts to go to. But here is Matt Ledbetter doing a version of Fireball. You just have to imagine Jim and Jesse doing it, or Jesse McReynolds doing it anyway. Matt's got himself playing dobro, Ron Stewart is playing banjo and fiddle, Tim Stafford on guitar, Alan Bybee on mandolin, Jason Moore on bass, and the Josh Graves tune called Fireball goes like this. Thank you. that is unreasonably fast and competent, isn't it? That was Matt Ledbetter playing the dobro on Fireball. A couple of events on around that you should know about. July 22nd, over at the Jam Factory in Tauranga, the great band You, Me, Everybody is going to do a concert as part of a concert tour, really, where they're playing Wellington, Palmerston North, Tauranga and Auckland. You, Me, Everybody consists of Nat Talkington, the Rhodes Boys, Lawrence and Samuel, and their band. And I'll give you more details on subsequent shows, but you can go online and book for this on the Jam Factory, Saturday, 22nd of July, You, Me, Everybody. I think it's about $30 to go and see them, and it will be well worth it. So go and support them, why don't you? Back Porch Bluegrass, we just had one last Sunday and it was really good fun. Lots of surprises in it and some good music, and everyone seemed to enjoy themselves. That's a good thing. Morrinsville Country Music Club is having its usual monthly show, almost always on the second Friday of the month. But because July has Matariki celebrated on the second Friday of the month, our concert's going to be on the Thursday night, Rotary Community Hall, Morrinsville Country Music Club. It's going to be a great night. I get to play bass for the July meeting, so that's going to be interesting, thumping away on the old double bass there and a whole bunch of country tunes there. What are we going to hear? Let's listen to some country. Rhonda Vincent's a master of putting together country songs and bluegrass songs. Here she is with Just Someone I Used to Know.
There's a picture that I carry. Picture with me, I say just someone I used to know, just someone I used to spend some time with, just a flame that's lost its glow.
Beautiful version of the song. That is Rhonda Vincent, Just Someone I Used to Know. Well, Jim and Jesse did a lot of gospel music, and I've got two or three albums of theirs on my shelves featuring their wonderful gospel music. They always seem to put their heart and soul into it. And I've selected one from one of their earlier recordings, and it's one called Are You Lost in Sin? Jim and Jesse.
Thank you. hair God calling you. His voice is coming down from heaven, and his words are kind and true.
Oh, please, Lord,
please listen, won't you, brother? God is calling you today.
He'll come for
He'll
you.
He'll come for you so unexpected. So now's the time to change your way. If you're not prepared to meet him when he comes to take you in, you'll never reach the gates of heaven, and you'll lose your soul in sin.
Oh, please, Lord,
listen, won't you, brother? God is calling you today.
He'll come for
He'll
you.
Come for you so unexpected. Time to change your way. When this life on earth is over and you reach that pearly gate, will you be ready then, my brother, to meet the one who's there away? God is calling you today.
He'll come for
He'll come
you.
For you so unexpected. So now's the time to change your way. To change your way.
Oh, that set the pattern for so much of their gospel music. Sorry for some of the clicks and bumps and things like that on it. It's an LP I've had for a long time, and in the early days my stereo gear wasn't really top class, and some of the records have suffered a little bit through the years, but I'll try and keep them in good condition now. But that's probably the way you're listening to your LPs as well. We're doing a show that's paying tribute to the life and work of Jesse McReynolds, who passed away just last week on the 23rd of June, aged almost 94, just a few days off being 94. And he kept playing music right until his later years. And one of the bands that I've featured on Back Porch Bluegrass quite a lot is a band called High Fidelity. I really like their music, and we've even talked to Jeremy Stevens about his music on air, and you may remember that episode. And this is from the LP Banjo Players Blues. Jeremy Stevens plays guitar or banjo and does a lot of the lead vocals. Karina Rose Logsdon, fiddle, guitar and vocals. Kurt Stevenson's a banjo player, guitar and vocals. Daniel Armick, mandolin and guitar and vocals. Vicky Vaughan, upright bass and vocals. That's the usual lineup. To be honest, they swap instruments all the time, and you're never quite sure if Jeremy's playing banjo or guitar, and if Kurt's playing banjo or guitar, or if Daniel's playing mandolin or guitar. They swap around. But anyway, on this album, they featured a song written by Jesse McReynolds, and they got him to play mandolin on it and do a vocal. He does the third verse. Jesse was about 90 years old when he did this with them, and you can go online to YouTube and see the band playing. It's an excellent video. They're all sitting around, they're standing around. Jesse McReynolds is sitting there, and he's obviously an old guy, but when he comes to his mandolin break, he can play the mandolin. He's just great, and his voice is really nice. Should you ever get to play music when you're 90, this is the way I'd like to do it. This is a song called Tears of Regret from the album Banjo Players Blues by the band High Fidelity, featuring Jesse McReynolds in the third verse and a mandolin break.
Tonight I'm so lonesome, heartbroken and blue. I'd give all this world once more to see you. Each night my pillow from tears is all wet. I'm crying my heart out these tears of regret. Tears of regret I'm shedding for you.
Though I know in my heart no good would it do. Tears that are falling won't make you return. Tears of regret while alone I must yearn.
If you're ever lonely and think about me, remember, my darling, no pleasure I'll see. I'll look to the future through tears of regret. I've lost you forever, but I'll not forget.
Tears of regret I'm shedding for you. Though I know in my heart no good would it do. Tears that are falling won't make you return. Tears of regret while alone I must yearn.
Come back to me, darling, I'm waiting for you. I promise forever this time to be true. I lost all the treasures more precious than gold. Now tears of regret is my payment, I know.
Tears of regret I'm shedding for you. Though I know in my heart no good would it do. Tears that are falling won't make you return. Tears of regret while alone I must yearn.
It's great. You really got to go online and look up and watch that video. It's really neat to see it. High Fidelity are a great band to watch, and it's so neat seeing Jesse McReynolds sitting there. I'm going to play a track from their earlier days. I regard this as just a regular bluegrass song. It's the old sort of murder ballad, and it's one called Knoxville Girl. And I think I first heard this on the Bluegrass Spectacular set that Rebel put out in the mid-1960s. But this version is by Jim and Jesse, and they do a pretty good job of it. Knoxville Girl.
Go down, you Knoxville. oh girl, you can never be my bride. They carried me down to Knoxville and locked me in a cell. My friends all tried to get me out, but none could go my bail. I'm yet to waste my life away down in this dirty old jail. Because I murdered that Knoxville girl, the girl I love so well.
There you have Jim and Jesse playing some classic bluegrass music there. This show has been a tribute to the wonderful music that Jesse McReynolds has made, mostly together with his brother Jim, Jim and Jesse and the Virginia Boys, and also subsequent to Jim's passing. Jim died in 2002, and Jesse kept on the band as Jesse McReynolds and the Virginia Boys, and really until the pandemic shutdowns in 2020, he kept a band together. He made regular appearances on the Grand Ole Opry, but more importantly, really, completely aside from his long and distinguished musical career, Jesse McReynolds will be remembered for his warm and welcoming personality and his dependable kindness and generosity to others. Isn't that a lovely note? That was written in Bluegrass Today, and it's just a fine obituary, really. The loss of Jesse McReynolds is a big one for the bluegrass community. There's no way to overstate the importance and influence of Jesse McReynolds in the development of bluegrass music, and he says a giant is gone. His funeral is on Wednesday, June the 28th in Nashville, Tennessee. Thanks very much for listening to this program, Back Porch Bluegrass. This is all music from my shelves, and I've got a bunch of LPs and a whole lot of CDs lined up on the shelves, and every week I dig into them to find something that I think is going to be of interest to you, and I hope I've managed to do that this time. Looking at the life and times of someone like Jesse McReynolds, you just really realise what a huge contribution he's made and how much he affected my life too, because we did tunes of his in Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, and some of them I'm sure we're going to get to play in subsequent Back Porch Bluegrass shows, and I hope you're going to enjoy them. We're going to think of the legacy that he has left behind. Meanwhile, we'll take it out with a cut from the radio show that we started with way back 1962. This was Alan Shelton on banjo, Jim Buchanan on fiddle, David Sutherland on bass, Don McCann on guitar, and Jim, of course, on Jim McReynolds on guitar, and Jesse McReynolds on mandolin, and Jesse doing the introduction. Thanks very much for tuning into Back Porch Bluegrass. Guys, do it again next week. We'll take it out like this.
Well, it's time for some fiddle playing now. We'd like to call on Jimmy Buchanan and one called the Snowflake Breakdown.
Use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.